Now, first I want to say to everybody, I will say welcome. And also, I am very happy to have opportunity to come back again. Last time, this is familiar for my class. And also, people are also familiar. So therefore, I am like visiting again at my home.
接下来说，首先要欢迎各位来到这个现场，同时他也非常高兴能够接受邀请，继续再次的到这个地方来。那么这个地方对他来讲是一个很熟悉的环境，所以他好像回到家一样。
And last time I was here and teaching the Vijaya Avatara, the patient chapter, sixth patient chapter, I already taught here. So this time, group asked me to go to seventh chapter, which is enthusiastic chapter. So we will try to do that, the seventh chapter, and as much we can. We may be able to finish, we may not finish somewhere, stop, whatever, how far we get, we will do that.
上一次我们在这里讨论的主要是 入菩萨行的第六品安忍品，那么今天在这里要讨论的是第七品精进品，我们将尽可能的把这一品来解释，能够做到多少就算多少。
Okay, so now first before I start this one is the beginning, like introduction or when we have motivation, we need motivation. Why we are here to listen this kind of teaching, and what you plan to do, or that main focus is there, should be motivated.
那么首先呢，我们要先发起一个正确的动机，我们要很清楚的知道为什么我们要到这里来听讲。 同时，我们需要做些什么来，这个加强这个修行。
Okay. Now I'm going to quote the Shantideva earlier, Tanjurdini Shintu Nyebara Ka, Give you Tundubtoba Chubala, Kadindila Pemba Maduna Chindiyangza Chubba, Kala Jules. Oh, that is the Shantideva saying. That don't need to. Okay, anyway, Tanjun the first word is the our leisure and this leisure and the fortunate. What we got right now is this kind of life is difficult to obtain. Tanjun the Nishindu Nyabrakas.
Okay? 几句记文，那么第一句呢，是说我们能够得到这一个暇满的人生是非常难得的。Now
why we have the name? Tanjun di nishin du nyebra ka means first this word tanjur means leisure and fortunate. They are explaining leisure. Why leisure? Why we are fortunate. So that has the explanation. The leisure usually then often or then teachings saying eight type of leisure what that we have. We usually never think our life is so much leisure, have so much leisure. Leisure means some special kind of freedom or an independent tour to the meaningful life or religious life. So therefore, Li Shuru has eight type of Li Shurus explained.
那首先我们要了解这个侠满这个 leisure 它的意思。那在经里面曾经讲过有八种闲暇的这个特色，那么这个八种闲暇的特色我们平常都没有真正的用心去思考它到底是什么意思。整体来讲这八种闲暇的特色是我们的一个所谓的自由，是我们去追求成就的这个自由跟独立性。
When I talk sometimes forget too much talk my own English and without the translator's consideration, when sometimes going too much going there and you can't catch them and just stop, okay? Stop. Oh, she's like, wait. Okay? You should say that. Don't draw the word about. OK，
格西说他有的时候讲得很入神很尽兴，他会讲很多，那忘记了旁边还有一个翻译，所以他要求我说在必要的时候能够打断他，然后把这个意思翻译出来。
OK now we are talking eight leisure is the it's important to think usually eight is theFreedom from, first we born, from the point of non-human point of view, there are four freedoms that we God is the, right now this life is, fortunately we are not in hell beings, we are not be in pratas.We are not being in animal life, and of tree. Then we have higher rebirth. There is another, in the God realm, there is called a pattering womb, is the God realm, there is long-living God. This is the, that we will explain. Anyway, first, the, how many there? All the, Those non-human, there are four things, three lower realms, and one higher realm is God realm, one God realm, okay.
那从一个非人道的这个观点来讲，首先的四种侠满呢，就是说我们有幸没有降生在畜生道，没有降生在地狱道，没有降生在恶鬼道。同时我们也没有降生在天道，这是四种有幸。
OK now that God realm is the generally human and devas God realms is a good fortunate life, but from the point of spiritual religious point of view, one of the God realm and the fourth dhyana, there is one God is the one who born first birth conscious.Then the rest of life, eons, rest of life is unconscious. Then when you finish the karma, and then at the time of death time, another conscious, death conscious. Then they born another life. That is a kind of peaceful life, but they, once after experience, used up,Narratives, virtues, previous meditation or whatever, and then they mostly tendency to born again down lower realm or the desire realm. So therefore, this kind of God realm, if you are born eons, even in the world, Buddhas came, teachings present, and many beings are obtained arhatship or enlightenment, but those gods, realms, still these beings are sleeping, looks like, or aeons. So you don't want to born in that kind of realm. Of course, temporarily it has really a peace, and worldly sense peace, but that is not enough. It is again will fall down. So that is one non-human you don't want to born. So also you don't want to born in the future. Right now, fortunately, we are not there.
为什么我们说有幸没有降生在天道呢？ 因为在天道的众生，虽然他们过的是从世俗的观点是非常平静、非常愉快、非常好的生活，但是呢，这一些众生他们在一开始的时候有意识降生到天道，接下来以后都是过着一种无意识的愉快的和平的生活。那么这样子一劫复一劫。 等到有一天他们在前世累积的福报用尽的时候，那他们就会降生到下三道甚至欲界。所以在这样子的一个情况之下，尽管他们过的是很愉快、很和平的生活，可是他们没有机会像其他道的，尤其是人道的众生去听闻佛法、去修炼佛法。所以这从这个角度来讲的话， 从这个所谓修行的角度来讲，那么降生在天道其实是一种不幸。
So every day should be appreciation to I have the right opportunity, fortunate life, this present life, not being those lives, thinking like that way, and freedom some from those. And then from the point of human, there are four things. The four of them is the first one is over matawache bams. Even born as human, it is the born as incomplete the organs. Especially organs, eye organs, etc. There are six organs we have, but those general organs. But especially among those, for the religious purpose, some others a little better, but the main organ is the mental organ. The mental organ is not complete, then born with all kind of crazy or dumb or completely, or a special kind of, it looks like animal, like that kind of human, form of human, but we have so much mentally nothing understandable. Or that kind of things. That is the omo mazangwa, means non complete, uncomplete, the organs. That is oneself also not like that. I really appreciate I have good organs. I have special organ what we need or for the religious, spiritual, or the mental organ which can understand, which can like this kind of great, great teachings, able to listen, able to understand, able to practice, okay? So therefore, Ombo Madawa is non-complete organ, is one. Ombo Madawa, okay?
那么，所以呢，我们在每天都应该很庆幸自己并没有降生在前面讲的那四种不好的这个这个道里面。那么另外一方面，从人道的观点也有四种侠满。那第一种呢，就是我们要庆幸自己并没有一出生呢，就是所谓的五官不全，六肢不全，六官不全。尤其重要的是，我们并没有这个在这个心事这方面有任何的损伤，因为如果有这方面的损伤的话，那么 这个人可能一生下来就这个心智不健全，或者是疯子，或者怎么样。那么在这样的情况之下，那么他就没有机会，没有可能去接触到佛法。因此，这个第一个人生的这个侠满是说，我们并没有一降生就这个五智不全，或者是尤其是这个心念，这个是很完整的。
Well, the second one is you talk of the jeva, means maybe, or you talk of the jeva, means I also, or the name, born as the place, you means the place where the, or the talk of means no religious, Buddha never appear, teachings never, any kind of teachings never appear. There are some kind of places where even human, but there is nothing that, such a thing, or that kind of place, or born some certain area, then even human is not necessarily good. So therefore, oneself appreciate, I'm not born such a kind of, all this place, like MJ place, like that way, okay?
第二个就是要庆幸，虽然我们是出生在人道， 但是没有降生在那些 没有佛法， 没有 师长教佛法的这样子的一个地方。
And then the second is the, another third one is Lalo Jewa, means Lalo, means even born as human, like kind of you are, or savage type of person born, nothing to able to believe, or something wrong way, or this kind of, or very, very savage type of person. If that is also, or if oneself like become like that, completely no opportunity, so therefore, or oneself not born that, okay?
那么第三种呢是，我们要庆幸自己并不是一生下来就是所谓的野蛮人啊，没有知识或者说毫无理性的这样子的一个人，因为如果是这样子的话，那么就根本没有机会来接触佛法。Okay.
Then the other one is the, Tawa Lopan Zimba is the wrong view, holding even center, some kind of born as center place, even where even born in the center, but there is wrong view, who is having one's own teacher or dogmatic or whatever, viewing is completely wrong view. There is no, nothing true, or Buddha is not true, or then the karma is not true, life's future, past, and life, etc., not true as thinking. That kind of, with the following teaching or with the following some kind of reason, Tawa is wrong view, holding strongly, holding that view. That is, even you born in middle of this day, religious center, you or center of country, doesn't matter. Or the wrong view, or the max. Or difficulty, so that is not also same thing. Or oneself, not like that. Okay, appreciate. Okay.
那么第四种呢，是说跟前面几种那些在边地或者是出生在野蛮的这样子的情况来讲，我们虽然能够出生在有佛法的地方啊，能够这个接触到佛法这样，但是呢， 却受到非常强烈的这种错误的知见的影响，而不愿意去接近佛法。我们要庆幸自己没有降生到这样子的一种地方。换句话讲，假设我们降生在这样子的，虽然是在所谓的文明的中心，可是呢，却是被这个错误的知见所笼罩、所占据的话，那么我们同样的也是非常不幸的。那我们要庆幸自己并没有那样子的不幸。
Alright, that is the from the point of human point of view. Or the how many there are? 3 or 4?
4.
Okay. Anyway. Okay. So anyway, what these things little bit when you every day when you practice of Dharma, religion or meditation, when you do first, what kind of person am I born, exist in this life? Then thinking that it is born as a great, great fortunate life, great, great freedom from over every kind of the independent for religious situation. If I was those 8 of them, then there is no religious opportunity. So that way, thinking appreciation oneself, you always do appreciation, but sometimes people do not recognize, do not appreciate. Oh, my life is so bad or something, all the time, negative way of thinking. It's not bad if you don't use wrongly. If wrong view with that, then no good. Okay, all right.
所以从以上的这个八种辖满的这个观点来看的话，那我们其实在每天呢，都应该提醒自己，我竟是这么样的幸运，能够降生为一个很正常的人，没有堕入到那种那些八种不理想的状态。那么在这种情况之下呢，我们事实上是享有非常大的自由，来接受佛法，来学习佛法。 那么我们所以呢，应该很庆幸自己今天之所以为人，而不是像很多人一样每天抱怨这个抱怨那个，说好像自己非常的不幸怎么样？所以应该是从这个修法的观点啊去想那个我们有幸没有发生那八种不好的情况。
Okay, so this is the one Tawa Jam is eight leisure the. Those things, thinking that way, how leisure is like that way. Then also, maybe Jorpachu, briefly, I want to say, we have also not freedom from negative those eight. Then also, we have endowment and then good qualities, 10 of those listed. That is the briefly. First, the five is Rangjurungas. From the one's own point of view, there are five good virtuous qualities. Shenjurunga means from the point of the from circumstance or outside, also they are some kind of special virtuous quality. There are five things listed. Okay, that is the Nagarjuna et cetera. So that is the first thing you can say that. Jopachu means 10 endowment.
因此呢, 我们要时时刻刻的去思想这个侠满是能够得到这个侠满的人生呢，是这么的难得。那除了刚才讲的那个八种比较不好、不理想的状态之外，那我们从另外从这个人的观点，从自己的观点来讲，有十种。 优势，我们称为这个人有十种好的特点。Okay,
so therefore these are the positive side. When you freedom from negative side, then the positive side we have, of course, what we have, then positively, of course, first is the among all the sentient beings, I was born most important. Or life is as being human is one, born as human. Mini Uji Ongbutsangs. Or then Landa Malone like pets. That is the or the Nagarjuna was saying Mini is born as human. Usukeba is also born as a center class. Center class doesn't mean all the center special of Buddha Gaya or something, but the center class where the Buddha's teaching still available is not completely raw anywhere, not born. You are born as center place. That is one. Center is the where the religious or center spiritual Buddha's teaching still valuable. Teaching the teacher and everything. Okay, that place you born. We born here also like that way. Then, mini yuji, ongbo chang. Then of course opposite. One is the area of Bhutsawa. We have all necessary organs, and eyes, ears, and all the nose, and the smelling, and especially mental organs. As Buddha has all these human qualities, we don't lack any of those qualities. We didn't practice, we didn't do effort enough that we remain like this way. But all other qualities we have, past the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, many of great sages, what they have, same thing, we have organs completed.
This is the first point? This is the first point.
The Jorpachu is from the point of one's own quality, right?
Yeah.
Born as human, used to give up a center place, all organs complete. Yeah. Three.
Okay. 从这个人的或者从自己的这个观点，我们事实上具有以下的几个特质或者是优势。第一个是我们有幸能够降生具有人身。第二个呢，是我们有幸能够降生在所谓中心之地，这个中心之地主要指的是有佛法的地方。那么第三个呢，是我们有幸一出生以来以下来就五官俱全，尤其是这个心念心识的这个观能是完整的。
Okay, that's three. And then, those last two you have to think. Ladamalo, nela times, lajitamalo, is one. That is a lam, is a special kind of karma. If we have created during this life a huge, powerful karma, which prevents any kind of successful religious goal, that is the five hiddenness, karma, killing father, or killing mother, or killing arahants, those emancipated beings, or then try to hurt directly Buddha, to get the blood or something about it. Anyway, Buddhas to, or you can't kill, but you do like that effort. So those are the five big crime. If those things called alleged tamis, most powerful karma, which prevents even this life and some of the fruits, arahantship or then a certain kind of omniscience, etc., will prevent. Not only that, these karmas, when you have, then occur in the future, after born, the next life, definitely to go to hell beings and misery, suffering, and aeons, you have to suffer there. So that is called tamenga. Tamenga means the five without any kind of borderline. Borderline means usually when you do evil things, killing and stealing, like etc., they will bring even down to hell, etc., negatives. But sometimes between that, before that, sometimes other karma will born somewhere else or a little bit distance or something like that. You have borderline. For example, you're going somewhere straight to some hell, but there is a stepping, resting place, or like that way, that is borderline, right? Or like that way, here is the, if you have those other karmas, a little lighter, but these karmas, once you create this life, if you do not purify it, then right after death, go through, right to the hell. There's no borderline. Borderline. Okay? Now I in the Shinji Tungdutu. Panna Chuchi Najang Yumai. Chuchi Lamja Jang Yumai. What are the between there, you have no borderline or resting place. Or for a little while, not going there, you can little bit doing those things, nothing, right where you go. So therefore, this kind of called the five hiddenness, right? Hiddenness. Anyway, you have Chinese word. You have, or no, I'm not sure. Okay. Or those are the leather lokpa means. If you have this time, then you have difficult to have any successful fruit or arahant or emancipation. Or that was the saying. Okay? And even fortunately, I haven't done this life, killing father or killing mother or arahant or to Buddha directly, doing some harmful things. This life, I have nothing so pure from that. That's also one of the fortunate. Okay?
那么第四个这个优势呢，是说我们降生为人，并没有受到这个 是不是叫无间罪，是吧？没有受到这个无间罪的影响，这些恶业的影响，这个无间罪，我想各位都知道了它的内容。那么如果说有犯了，比如说在以前有犯了杀父、杀母、杀阿罗汉、见佛血等等这些无间罪的话，那么一旦你犯了这些恶业，那么可以说立刻就会降生到三恶道去受苦，而且是一劫复一劫的去受苦。所以我们有幸呢，并没有在过去生那么造了这一些无间的这一些恶业，因此在这一生里面，我们能够仍然能够有机会听闻佛法，能够有以上前面讲的这几种的这种优势啊，那么这个是我们要庆幸的。
Okay, so therefore, those are that the from the point of one's own qualities, four of them, born human, all organs completed, or center born and center place, and organs complete four, and the legit tamalogumas, not extreme bad karma which prevents any success for religious purpose. So therefore, those are the four. Then the fifth one is called Nala Taba. Nala Taba means to the real source of the emancipation or enlightenment is the place, is the those or scriptures, the new sums, Tupitakas, teachings of the sutra, teachings of Vinaya, rules, regulations, right? Teachings of Abhidharma, wisdom, etc., morality, those mainly explaining, three trainings, Sila, morality, samadhi. So those teachings, all the Buddha's teachings are summarized into three Tupitakas. The subject is three trainings. So toward them, you don't have negative attitude, don't want to study, don't want to listen, don't want to hear, or something not like that. You have tapa, means faith, or trust to them. Special kind of faith and trust toward to those areas, so therefore you have, fortunately, I have faith toward to those areas, Nala Taba. That is fifth one.
那么佛陀所教的法的内容啊，整个的来讲可以分为三部分，所谓的戒定慧这三类。那么另外呢，经由后世的他的学生或者是其他的人的整理，这里面又可以把它整个的区分为三类，经律论这三部分。那么我们对于这个佛法有信心啊，相信经由这个借这一些经律论的这种阅读跟修习，那么我们可以成就，这个是第五个特色。
Okay, those are the positive side that oneself having those five great rangjurungams, endowment of the from one's own side, rang means one's own side, those qualities possessing. That is wonderful, and you thinking rejoice for that. And then outside condition, environmentally, outside also some kind of condition. Or that is the, again Nagarjuna says, five shenjurunga, shen is others, from the point of outside or other side, and have five special qualities. That is the, and then Nagarjuna says, sangye juan dang tam jue de, tenpan ne dang te je ju, shen zi ying ni jie wa wo, that is five. Sangye juan dang means the first, or in this land, Zambudeva, all this or this candle net, or the four candle net, south candle net is the, or then where the Buddha appear, Sangya Chundang, Buddhas usually do not appear all the time. Many, many eons, sometimes manifesting way, not comes. There are, I don't want to explain all of these. There are eons, eons, sometimes without teachings and Buddhas never appear. But anyway, our situation is in this continent in generally, or Buddhas appeared. That is one. That is outside. Tamju says Buddhas appear not only that complete holy dharma, which we can grasp and to follow that, we will able to completely liberate. We are able to enlighten from that teaching. So that teaching is completely available outside everywhere. So Tamju Tamba, he taught, Buddhas taught as he achieved enlightenment, how he got, or that is exactly that path he show, or Tamju holy dharmas. That is second. Okay? You want to stop there? Yeah?
那么除了刚才讲的从自身的观点所具有的五个特质之外，或者说五个优势之外，那么另外呢，在自身以外的，或是从外在的这个观点来讲，也有五种优势，我们出生为人，这是龙树菩萨所提出来的五点。第一个呢，就是说我们出生在这个南瞻部洲，那么这个南瞻部洲呢是佛所出现的地方啊，因为呢根据以往的记载跟经验，佛是很少出现或者说这个叫示现，那么我们有幸出生在南瞻部洲，而佛恰好是示现在南瞻部洲，这是第一个特点。第二个呢是佛在南瞻部洲透过他自己本身修行的过程跟经验，那么教出了一部完整的佛法，经由这个佛法的接触跟练习，我们自己也有可能成就啊，这个是第二个特点。
Okay, that's two from the outside. Then also third one is the Dhamma Nedang Tejiju. Dhamma names. Dhamma is teaching. The teaching Buddha taught 2,500 ago. He had teachings for us on and complete whatever he needed to say. Everything taught. So that teaching still, fortunately, our time survived. Dhamma Neba is surviving. This can be destroyed. Nothing here, nothing Buddha's teaching or anything, or path and goal, anything, nothing knowing. You can be happen to born as human, but the outside still remaining. This teaching survive everywhere. If we tried, it's valuable. All full teaching is valuable. Teachers valuable. All practitioners valuable. Or some practitioner, great practitioner, society like this also valuable. Okay, all right. Okay, so anyway, or Dhamma Neba, the third one is to fortunately, or condition outside, or this teaching still valuable, remain. That is the fortunate thing. Okay.
第三个优势呢是说。佛陀在2500年以前所教的这一套完整的修行的方法，一直到今天仍然能够保存下来，所以我们有机缘或是有机会可以去接触。除了这个之外呢，那么跟这个相关的是说，跟这个佛法相关的是有很多的团体，有很多的这个上师老师们等等都同时的存在，让我们有机会可以去接触，这个是第三个特色。
Okay, that is third one. And then, the remaining valuable still is a teaching, pure teaching, but also, the 대 제수 주부 하면서 followers, plenty of just following that teaching. Sometimes teachings there, but nobody is interested, not this following, or the Buddha's teaching, or all these the volumes sitting in somewhere. One in the shop, nobody understand, nobody interested, nobody getting any kind of practice or obtain. That is the lack of teachers, jupas, followers. There is followers still continue everywhere. Followers, teachers.
那第四个优势跟特色是说，除了佛法仍然这个存留以外呢？ 那么学习佛法的人也到处都可以接触到，这是让我们能够升起或者说能够方便学习的一个主要的方法，这个资源。所以有幸呢，这第四点就是这一些学习佛法的人也到处都是可以接触得到。This
means teaching students just mainly listening, or there are some kind of giving instruction. It's not only that, the Jesu Jukwams really the people who follow that teaching and understand and practice and through that only getting all three trainings, etc. This kind of thing going on. That is the Jesu Jukwam means the fourth one is meaning like that. Okay? And then Chenjir Ning Ni Tsewa Wos edition. Fifth one is Chenjir Ning Ni Tsewa Wos. That means even those followers who seriously practice Dharma and religious spiritual goal, for that also, there are a lot of other people who is the compassionate enough to support, to help, and to or doing those things faithfully to all the compassion and all doing those things, changing the things in the world, all this necessary condition. Otherwise, if you want to all religious dharma, there is no necessary conditions. For example, in this place, for example, if you want to gather together, how many people there are, a teacher, etc., or like house or room or like this kind of somebody providing, etc. If you lack of those things, you won't be good fortunate. So therefore, all of this necessary outside condition, people who interest with the faith and the compassion to help, to support, that also valuable. That is also fortunate.
那么第五个优势呢，或者特色是说，除了刚才前面讲的。 这个佛法也在，然后学习的人也在。另外，第五个就是说，我们要学佛的这些种种的资源，也都同时存在，能够被我们所利用，包括有人很热心的，具备有很大的慈悲心，愿意来说法，那么还有这些场地啊等等这些种种的资源都能够在手边就能够被利用到，那么这个也是一个非常。
Okay, so now I have done the probably most of you people, probably practitioner or lamrim, you may have heard many times to some of you, or I was repeating more and singing, don't need, I know those things. But that's okay, again, reviving, the more thinking, every day, appreciation of your life. How much poor or worldly common sense or poor or something doesn't matter. Mentally and your life is most precious, wonderful. Especially life has these qualities, freedom from eight, those great eights, and addition or endowment. There are 10 endowment to from the point of one's own side quality, from outside conditional or environmental. So all of these 18, all together, 18 qualities. All 18 qualities, if you have, that is really real. Or that is not many anywhere you see too many in the world, even this world, all so many people or so many they are here, you don't see this kind of 18 special qualities possessing. That is only rare. So therefore, this kind of human life is the most precious. So therefore, many teachers and sutras, many places, I'm not going to quote, but there are so many quotations. This kind of life is the human life is the like wish granting jewel. There is no example, only kind of say wish granting jewel.
以上我们所谈到的这个，不论是八种侠满，或者是。这个十种善业等等这一些的内容啊，各位平常在读这个菩提道次第或者讨论的过程里面都已经非常的熟悉了，我不过是在重复这些观点。那么主要的用意或者主要的目的是提醒各位，我们要庆幸，每天都要庆幸自己能够同时具有这十八种，不论是能够避免其中不好的，或是能够具有其中好的，一共加起来十八种的这一种特质，能够得到这个这么珍贵的人生。这个在许多的经典里面，或者许多的这个师父在讲法的时候都不断的提到，我们要庆幸自己能够得到一个这么珍贵的人生。这个人生呢，就好像是在英文里面讲叫 wish granting， 就是能够让我们满愿的这样子的一个宝贵人生。
You have Chinese word? We should go have this word?
Yes.
Yes. Alright. That's good. That's good. Okay. You know what wish granting jewel? What is that? Well, some kind of very, very special jewel which brings a lot of wealth, right? But wish granting jewel is maybe bring a lot of common worldly sense, a lot of wealth, but it doesn't have quality, which while we were talking, quality to bring spiritual wealth, emancipation, enlightenment, freedom from all lower rebirth, misery, all of these which great jewel doesn't have. So therefore, we have much, much higher, greater, 100,000 times better than wish granting jewel. Okay? So therefore, that you have to appreciate truly when you think, like that way. Alright?
刚才讲到这个是如意宝，是吧？那这如意宝是什么意思呢？可以讲说，这个基本上来讲，就是这种东西啊，它可以给我们带来非常大的一种世俗的财富啊等等这些东西，这个是如意宝的意思。但是我们所得到的这个人生呢，要远比这个如意宝来的更珍贵，因为它能够除了让我们得到世间的这些种种的好处、种种的这个财富之外，它更能让我们在修行方面能够增进，甚至能够最后成就。所以我们得到的这个人生是远比这个如意宝要来的更珍贵。
So all of these, the meditation called tangible, the leisure, and the fortunate, are meditation. So thinking those will bring you enthusiastic later. This chapter what explain everything enthusiastic, why you enthusiastic toward the spiritual goal, doing religious things. You have only this time or that kind of 18 qualified, 18 quality human life achieved. You don't want to, this is the greater wish than wish granting jewel. The wish granting jewel, or if you take God, that will be first difficult to get. Once you get, then you have a lot of wealth, etc. So therefore, like that way, this kind of life most difficult to obtain. But once you obtain, it has many, many things can do. So therefore, that is the earlier quotation. Tanjuru dini shindu nyebara ka. first tantrums, lesion, and fortunate. Dini means this kind of lesion and fortunate is most difficult. 心就念不了。 Okay? Oh yeah.
想到这个人生呢，我们得到的这个人生是这么的难得，甚至比那个如意宝都还要有用，还要难得的话，那我们当然就会非常努力的去精进，这个是我们以下所要谈到的内容。那么整体来讲，就是说在前面所谈到的这些重点，主要就是在讲这个人生。 它是非常的难得，是非常不容易获得的。因此，这个是以上的一个重点。
Okay, we think always we have easily can think. well, I have the fortunate life, but that is the again hoping. And all the time will. Even I die, next life also another come back, then continue. I can do all this kind of thing we may have, but this is the only thinking. I have opportunity this time, great life. In the future, most again difficult to obtain. Now reason is the Buddha explained, many teachers explained, all scriptures everywhere. How this kind of life is difficult. Once you lose, it's going to do. Once you face difficulty, get. Once you get on your hand, then you don't try to, don't lose. You have to. Once you lose, then again difficult to obtain. Right? That's what I say. Example like that. This kind of human is many ways difficult. So now I don't want to talk not all numbers, but anyway, from there, it is say most difficult. Okay? Okay.
那我们也许会想到说，我反正过了这一次以后，下一次我还会再回来做人，啊，那么这个其实是一个很不实际的一个想法。我们比较实际的想法是说，这一生呢。 是这么的难得，我们要好好的去把握。刚才强调的那个如意宝啊，它是这么的难得到，所以一旦我们得到了以后呢，就会非常用心的去珍惜它。而我们现在这个人生呢，比刚才讲的这个如意宝啊更是难得，所以我们现在有幸得到了这个人生，当然要等于是用尽所有的这个力量去珍惜它，去保护它。
Okay, that's most of you heard, right? Why difficult? There's many loneliness teaching, there's a Kadam Lama, the practitioner, has so many examples, so many way examples. But the most one of the examples which we, I think, always quote here, Nagarjuna quotes, Chandradeva quotes, or from Sutra, that is the, I talked also the other day, maybe many of you heard, or this example is how difficult is the Buddha's analogy, or that is the blind turtle in the ocean, one blind turtle living in the ocean, bottom of the ocean, the hundred years after one she comes up on the surface. And then, at that time, on the surface, the wooden board, which has 20 holes on the middle, which can fit turtle's neck. That is the wooden board floating on the ocean, or by waves, etc., everywhere. That is an example. That is the... Buddha asked to you disciples, monks, nuns, that you know, everybody. First nation is all in this whole universe as a big ocean, national. In that ocean, in the bottom of the ocean, the turtle lives.
Turtle.
Turtle. Okay. All the blind turtle. That is the sheep and she comes every 100 years to the top of the ocean once 100 years. And then on the on top of that, the golden board, which is floating around. And then that is the little tiny neck. If the blind turtle caught into that tiny neck to the hole, she can get up without being drowned. But it is difficult, right? So how easy, how difficult would that ask the disciple? Focus everybody. Oh, that is almost impossible, right? Okay, that is what he is saying. So the, why it's difficult is it is a ocean, total is blind. Same way we are blind, ignorant, not knowing truth, how to get there. In meditation, what is the cause bring us to here, kick to the bottom of the samsara. So that is the way where, for that way we are blind, like Pluto. Then also we try to, we want to get up there and never go down, but they, we almost born as human like this kind of life, only very, very rarely come. How rare is it like that, isn't it? Or turtle comes every 100 years once on the surface. That doesn't mean caught into the golden wall. Or golden, then water. Some the ocean is huge, it is small, it is a little bit chance. Ocean is big, so therefore, that makes difficult, right? Hard, difficult. And then the same way, samsara is huge. Samsara from top, down, from hell to hell. And the size, everything. Samsara is completely bad. All like that way. So that is like ocean, samsara ocean. All that is difficult is size, or depth, and size. And then on the golden board, sometimes golden board is like symbolized like pure spiritual teaching. Or spiritual teaching itself, like a golden board, which lifts everybody up. Okay, so therefore, that is the next turtle's neck to get there is difficult. Is it? Golden board, sometimes on the edge, sometimes in the middle, and also by wind, by waves, everywhere, floating, everywhere. So therefore, if you stay in one place, then more chance. It's difficult to check, having chance. So therefore, Buddha's teaching, Buddha's appear, many eons once happened in the world. World also, not only did the Buddha, many, many different worlds appear here and sometimes here, dark, etc. So therefore, like that way, and the teaching, pure this teaching is not every time, everywhere, or not valid. Okay? Are you okay? All right. I thought you are already expert, so I okay. Then you can explain. Then that way, then awesome. So the golden board, and the every hundred years, turtle the neck. It is possible, but barely possible. And if it's not impossible, but barely impossible, it's possible. So rare. That rareness, like we are all samsara. Sometimes health, sometimes animal, sometimes that, sometimes gods, sometimes human, all these human. But this kind of, all in such a situation, is caught by modern world like that, by pure teaching. Pure teachings, that is analyzed, okay? So therefore, meeting like this and lifting up, this time we have opportunity to lift up, not letting go to down lower rebirth. You can from here next life higher rebirth, human or deva. If possible, best possible, even this life manifestation, enlightenment is possible. If that is not possible, at least not letting go down to go born again, better life, and from there continuation. That is what we are seeking, what we should be all the time thinking that way. Okay? All right, thank you. Now too much things said.
这边主要是讲到一个从佛陀以来经过龙树菩萨、吉天菩萨等人等等这些大修行者所不断举的一个例子，来说明这个人生是多么的宝贵、多么的难得。那这一个故事呢，就是讲说有这个瞎眼的乌龟，这个乌龟眼睛瞎了，它生活在这个海底，那么它每100年呢才浮上来一次，浮上海面一次。在这个海面上面呢，有一个金碗，这个碗中间有一个小洞。那么这个乌龟它，这个碗呢，它是随着这个海的这个波浪啊，不断的漂浮。所以我们可以想象，就是这个乌龟啊，这个瞎眼的乌龟，当它浮上水面，它要能够碰到金碗，能够把自己的脖子伸到那个小洞里面，而让自己不再沉下去，这个几率啊是多么的困难啊！所以我们想到，就是从这个例子啊，那我们把它放在我们现在的生活里面来讲，我们就好像是那一个瞎眼的乌龟，受到种种的业力啊，我们现在沉沦在这个娑婆世界的最底层啊。这个娑婆世界就像是一个大海，那么在这样子的情况之下，我们每一个人都很希望能够脱离苦海啊，能够上升脱离苦海。那么但是当我们想要脱离苦海，我们唯一的依戒、唯一的凭借是这个纯净的教法，是这个经碗。那么所以呢，我们就要想到，就是说我们就像这个乌龟一样，当我们从海底浮上来到海面，能够碰到这个宝贵的、珍贵的佛法，而因此让我们能够解脱，让我们能够脱离这个轮回的苦海的话，那么这个事实上是非常的困难、非常的不容易的。那么现在我们有幸能够降生为人，我们已经得到了这个人生，那么我们也碰到了这个佛法，就好像这个乌龟它浮上水面来，已经碰到了那个金碗了。那么这个时候呢，要非常小心的，不要随便的糟蹋了这个机会啊，要把它，要好好的去把握这个机会。那么借着这个机会，让自己就像那个乌龟一样，把这个脖子伸到那个金碗里面，听闻教法，因此而解脱啊。这个是这个整个的这个故事的一个意涵。
So 现在这个 my quotation first the Shloka or first four lines are big subject and the Nishindu Nyevaraka give you to look for a Yubala. Other danger is with it, Shindu Nyevaraka very difficult to obtain. And it give you to look for a Yubala Nishindu Nyevaraka, that was also on an order.Give you such a lot of pain, or give you to do cover a few by last. When we have, so those all difficulties we obtain in the future, so now what we have here, God, what is present in what we got, is to give you turn to cover a few, top is obtain. What do we obtain, give you turn to human God.Human God, goal has two, temporary goal, reborn, high rebirth at least. We can even samsara, high rebirth, like this kind of life, continuous practice. And in the final goal, is emancipation, enlightenment. these are the human goal, not human goal like wealthy or digital or a lot of money or long life or this kind of things, and not necessarily these are the not human, real human goal. The human real objective goal is to terminate or permanent goal, permanent cessation, permanent peace. That's what you are looking for. Permanent peace, or permanent cessation, or permanent ego. What is that is it? Where there is the human goal, right? That human goal, how you achieve without this kind of life practicing seriously, doing understanding and the high level of teaching, the teacher, and your size, all these kind of qualities, without that, that human goal is impossible to achieve. But that is not impossible. Now we got, we have to return to Torah. Human goal can achieve a human goal. I already got. Okay? Top already. Hadin bila temba mazuna chi de yangda jiba kala ki. If I don't do in this life beneficial for myself and beneficial to others, this kind of beneficial, if I don't do, then chi de yangda jiba kala ki in the future after death and again, then how can be obtained easily? So therefore, we understand, therefore, we should not waste it in this life. Or in this life, this is a life which has all necessary conditions, such as law. It is not then last condition.
整体来讲，就是人呢有。 两种目标要去达成，第一个，第一种呢是一个暂时的目标，这个暂时的目标是说我们希望来世啊能够再生为人，得到暇满人生，那么第二种呢是一个究竟的目标，这个究竟的目标是能够解脱，得到解脱啊，能够脱离这个轮回的苦海，那么怎么样的能够？ 达到这个究竟的这个目标，那么就需要靠这个暇满的难得的人生，经由教法，经由跟随师父，那么才去练习，才有可能达到。那么另外一方面呢，这个暂时的目标啊，这个所谓祈求来世再得暇满人生，这个目标不是我们要追求的啊，我们要追求的是一个究竟的目标，我们要追求的是一个。 能够脱离苦海而自利利他的这样子的一个结果，所以呢，就像前面讲的，我们今天已经得到了这个难得的人生，我们也有机会接触到难得的教法跟师父，那么在这样子的情况之下，我们应该要非常珍惜啊这一个条件这个环境，那么来。 追求一个就近的这个人生的目标。Okay,
so therefore, now from there, now next this chapter called chapter's name is developing enthusiasm or developing the spiritual diligence. What is the perfection of diligence? Not only diligence. Which is do evil things to division, not like that. Division, division is a perfection. Okay, now, so therefore, so on these thinking those things, motivated those things, then now enthusiastic development. That is the Shantideva says, first line, having patience, I should develop enthusiasm. The page, okay, if you're reading English, then I'm reading now the
We have that.
You have.
Yeah.
We just have the way of life. Yeah. Or Bachelor. Translation. There are several translations. This is the English translation. Sixth bachelor. Translation. Or that is the based on that reading that. And then I will be from time to time correcting. Okay, so therefore, this is the page 86, right? Beginning page 86, or English audit. So Chinese, I don't know which one is. Alright, okay. So therefore, saying, so taking patience, I should develop enthusiasm. For awakening will dwell only the those who even themselves. Okay. Enthusiasm for awakening will dwell in those who exert themselves. Okay, that is the anyway. First, I think having patience. We have chapter last year. Last time we had kept reading chapter and patience chapter, right? Patience chapter and patience, and then you have every aspect of patience. Look on the chimney. Anybody do harmful things, you able to test that impatiently. You are tongue to lamba, patient with the suffering or problem, hardship, you still patience to take seriously, able to do without bothering. How much this will be suffering problem. For example, some patient, somebody who is sick people, and who goes to see doctor, what they do? What doctor say? Doctor will not give them nice things. They will give all kinds of hardship. Don't drink this, don't eat this, drink this, eat this, and do this, don't do this, do this. All kinds of undesirable things like do. And then sometimes all injections. Sometimes in the operation. And the so painful misery suffering all of these days, but that is not making the doctor doesn't let us the patient to real misery. They want to help or find a relief from disease. Same way we when you practice patience, suffering hardship, difficulty, come to them voluntarily, not bothered by it. And enthusiastically, you have to do. Okay? So, therefore, you are come to them by patience, you can do voluntarily taking the problem, this is the problem. And other than this kind of this patience, they are seeing reality true. So anyway, those patients have several or many, many different points explained. And after this thinking those things, your mind is completely to enthusiastically or able to take any kind of hardship, difficulty, without bothering, enjoy accordingly to do religious spiritual goals. Okay, that is mainly after patience, having patience, I should develop into a sense. Okay.
那么这一章的标题啊，是精进。这个也就是说，在这章里面要谈论的主题是怎么样能够发出一个精进的心。这个精进呢，不是去造恶业， 不是努力去造恶业，而是要去追求解脱的。那么在去年的时候，我们曾经谈到过前面的那一章是有关于安忍这一章。那么在这个里面谈到了很多有关于练习安忍的不同的方法。这个主要的目的啊，就好像这个病人去看医生。那么当病人去看医生的时候啊，医生所给的这些建议或者是做法，对病人来讲都不是让他舒服的事情啊，都是让他很痛苦的事情。但是这个医生这样子做的目的呢，不是故意要给他难受，而是希望能够让他痊愈啊，能够让他脱离这个病痛。同样的，我们在练习安忍的这个过程里面，也会遭受到很多的痛苦，很多让我们不舒服不自在的地方。但是呢，这一些过程呢，它本身都不是最终的目的，它不过是让我们能够非常精进的去练习佛法，将来能够成就。好，所以经过去年的这个讨论安忍，我们熟悉了这安忍的种种的练习方法以后，那么接下来我们来谈这个精进。
So, therefore, one of the, for working, here says the Chungju name is this, what we want to, or means, not this kind of existence, sometimes pain, this is the subject problem, completely released from somebody, this is the subject with the cause, and then, Chungju means,or then awakening here says when awakening or enlightened, mainly here enlightenment, or wanting to obtain enlightenment, that is what we call. So then when you see a doctor, or that is the also, the patient doesn't, or should not be, or then bothered by what the doctor says, hardship to be cut is.But in truth, joyful to test whatever advice, whatever medicine, whatever those things. If you do that, then you will have a final recovery. Then when we have freedom from this problem to get enlightenment, that is the without isn't it?Religion or enthusiastic, there is no way to achieve. True enthusiastic, then you can do many of those things, okay? That is the awakening will dwell only in those who exert themselves. Exert means, you know, have pressure from the saving enthusiastic working, okay? Doesn't matter how hard, how difficult, how contemporary situation.We want to final goal, even lasting. Okay. Too much, yeah?
第二行啊，谈到这个 awakening, 这个觉醒者。那么这个地方主要谈的意思就是说，我们在这一世里面要所追求的、所要的，不是像现在这样子的一种娑婆世界，不是这一种轮回的这个过程，而是要彻底的脱离这个轮回的苦海，要能够成就正等正觉，这个是我们要去追求的一个最终的目标。那么怎么样能够追求到这个目标呢？就好像我们去看医生，尽管医生给我们很多令人难受的这些处方也好，或者是说治疗的方法，那我们要很心悦诚服的去接受它，去练习它，去甚至去服用它，这样子我们才能够真正的把这个病呢去除。同样的，我们只有用一种很愉快的心情，很这个自愿的这样子的一种态度去经验，去经历这些痛苦，那么我们才有可能最后得到就近的一个结果，也就是成就正等正觉。
So therefore, then in that the line, just as there is no movement without wind, so matter does not occur without enthusiasm. Now here, matter means order versus practice. That means in order to achieve even less peace, happiness, which is enlightenment, you can't get there by airplane. Yeah? Or how much is the fast the airplane does not have? How much is fast the car or train or doesn't have? Or merit, the virtue. The Buddhist art of practice, two accumulations. Sernamji forms virtues, meritorial accumulation. Wisdom forms, he forms wisdom, which is understand realization of ultimate truth. Ultimate truth like realization of shunyata, and the addition that with Sernamji forms, the method side, compassion, love, practice, charity, etc., six paramitas, okay? All this rest of them, those are all these have to practice. Without these practices, you don't have sanjuk enlightenment. So therefore, when these merits developing, so accumulating, developing, and practice doing those things, and this is this movement, like movement. So you don't have movement, just sit there, nothing doing anything, nothing thinking anything, that's not getting enlightenment. So therefore, here that knowing your mission, the term simply name you. For example, if there is a wind, as there is no wind blowing, the wind is no movement. Our movement is always air, other flying or cloud, people's movement. Everything with a push, certain kind of movement with wind. Without wind, there cannot be physical movement, right? Other, that is analogy. Same way, merits, the virtues, wholesome practice, which lead to enlightenment, also, without enthusiastic is the like wind pushing you to do this, and when you tired in some pain or some problem, then you easily to lose, but instead of that, still not losing, so enthusiastic, that will lead you all the way up. Otherwise, if you have no enthusiastic, you will have very difficulty. Yeah? Okay.
那接下来这两行里面谈到的一个字，这个 merit， 这个字呢，它主要的意思是我们经由不断的练习而得到的这个功德。那么格西就举的例子就是说，如果要成就正等正觉啊，不能够靠坐飞机或其他任何的交通工具能够达得到，而是要靠我们不断的努力的练习所累积的功德才能够达到那个目的。那么因此呢，我们在日常生活里面所做的种种的练习，包括我们对于空性的这个理解跟修习，我们对于这个六度不是直接忍辱精进的等等这一些的练习，那么这一些都会慢慢的累积出功德，而这些功德呢，它就会逐渐的慢慢的让我们成就正等正觉。所以用这样子的一个比喻来讲的话，那么这些练习空性的或者是六度的这些练习，它就像是风一样，这个风它逐渐的造成了这个 movement， 这些这个动作行动，这个动作行动就是累积的功德，而透过这个风跟这个行动，让我们能够到达 成就正等正觉的这个目的。所以那么同样的，在另外一方面，就精进，我们很努力的去做这一些练习，实际上它就像是风一样啊，就像它的作用就像是风一样。所以只有经由这么很努力很精进的这种练习啊，我们才有可能达到那个最后的目的。
One of my teacher used to say this word Shumatana from the word of Solakaya Sanyo. That is the and Shumatana means you do a little bit in wanting to give on a goal, enlightenment, etc. You want to do and then enter to that. And easily without this effort, enthusiasm, and then you a little bit tired, you just give up. And another thing, that is not work, and give up. So that's no good. Like spiritual, human dynamics, whom you enter, whom you meditate or something, now I'm wanting to get enlightenment, easily, immediately. So that is the human dynamics, from the one wishing to immediately obtain enlightenment or ego, without this enthusiasm, hardship, difficulty, will. So that's the kind of attitude, easily to achieve, immediately achieve, thinking like that way, that is a sign of losing. Short at the time, stop. Sign of losing to lose. Okay?
格西就讲说，他的老师曾经跟他讲过，就是说在练习的过程里面，那么我们经常是做一点就希望能够有立即的结果，那么一旦看不到那个立即的结果，那么这个心呢就放松了啊，这样子的一种过程呢是非常普遍的。那么这里就讲到，就是说如果我们要想要有成就，能够成就正等正觉的话，那么必须要持续不断的努力精进的去做，而不是抱持着一种希望他能够一夜之间就成就的这样子的一种态度。有这样子的一种态度，这个是一种所谓的这个散乱的一种征兆。
We have the attitude.Oh, I have become Buddhist or what is Dharma practice. Oh, many years, 10 years or 2 years or something, something like that. But then finally, still I have nothing to do anywhere. So then some people think that way. This doesn't do anything. Then they give up.Losing. Even some people say one day so much hard work, meditation, doing even nothing, forget even eating and drinking. And then the next day you completely exhausted. You don't want to do anymore, you're giving up. That is the lack of enthusiasm, continuing enthusiasm. Enthusiasm should be continuing until you achieve that.You don't expect immediate result or anything fine or some special thing. You just, that is the goal which I want to, even as you see it happening. For that purpose, how long it takes doesn't matter. Even Buddha is 3 aeons saying like that. Even that much, isn't it? For the dedication. So therefore, we have to be careful here.Sometimes Buddhist teaching so much beneficial, so much things and the good things explained, but then certainly one wants to do those things, and one day or 2 days or 3 days, then you exhaust it, you give up. Or this doesn't do anything. I did so hard 1 day or 3 weeks or something. Or don't do that. So that is the, okay?
我们一般人在学法的这个过程里面都经常会出现一种态度啊，就是说我学佛已经很多年了，我也很努力，但是呢都没什么结果 所以呢就逐渐的退转，所以逐渐的放弃。那么也有一种情况，就是说有些人听闻佛法觉得哇这个佛法是这么的这个殊胜啊，这么的美好，所以他就非常的努力去练习，结果这个第一天呢、啊、非常的精进，非常的努力，到第二天就精疲力竭，再也做不下去了，也因此就放弃了。好像这一些啊都不是一个正确的一个合适的态度。一个正确合适的态度是要持续的去练习啊，这个学佛是一个持续的努力的一个过程。那么即使说连佛他在成就正等正觉之前都经过了那么长一段时间的练习，更何况是我们自己啊，所以这个重点就是说要持续的以非常精进的态度去练习佛法。
So with relating this one of the great teacher Kundang Sambhya Dhamma or says Niri Sajang Mijan Sundu Dham Niri Mijan sometimes even not remember how to eat or eating or drinking. Sundu Dham is so much enthusiastic. Shesung Rana Jaini Chiyawa Chen 3 days after that, then completely forgot and completely lose the interest. Jaini Chiyawa Chen, it was gone by distracting and everywhere by nothing. If you do this back and forth, conducted like Jiang Miu, right, that kind of person will not have accomplished anything. Jiang Miu, right? Therefore, Sunpa Chu Jin Xin Tan Jiang, therefore, enthusiastic, Sunpa is enthusiastic. Chu Jin Xin, a big rubber, continue not breaking, continue one after another, like that, right? All effort should be taken. Was like river, stream of river. Okay, that is why.
曾经有一位很有名的上师曾经说过，那么我们在练习佛法，在学佛的过程里面，有的时候啊，非常的精进，非常努力，但是呢，往往三天以后啊，就放弃了，因为精疲力竭。那么这样子啊，如不断的重复。所谓的三天打鱼两天晒网，三天打鱼两天晒网，这样子的不断的重复啊，那么这个是不可能有什么结果的。唯有啊用很持续的这一种努力去练习，你才有可能获得最后的成就。这个持续的努力啊，格西讲就像是一条延续不断的河流。
Okay, so therefore, in that way, one should be taking enthusiasm continuously, no, without stopping. Now, what is the next saying? Just as the Buddha, or the next saying is the what the second one? What is enthusiasm? Question: What is enthusiasm? That is finding joy in what is the wholesome one. That means, what is enthusiasm? Songang Gela Soa means joy. Any kind of merited virtue for something when you do, they know this will be soon or later will be need a certain way. So they will, in order to doing those things, always mandate joy. Even hardship, difficulties, still mental joy. That is the joy, is the Gwe Chawala Soa, the joy to the virtues, meritorious activity. That is the joy into death. Not joyful to killing or stealing or lying or cheating or something. That is not duty. That is in this kind of enthusiasm. Do they call that enthusiastic? Somebody to do very, very diligent to hurt to somebody, harm to somebody, even give up the life doesn't matter or something, although something like those kind of things we have, but that is not religion, but the matter is virtue, or some kind of activity. Any wholesome activity will bring sooner or later peace, happiness, enjoyment, or like this way, so only soa, joy.
接下来这一句里面第一个第一行啊，就问了一个问题，就是说什么是精进啊？精进的意思到底是什么？那这里提出来的解释呢，是说是一种这个 joy， 去寻找快乐。从什么地方寻找快乐呢？是从我们的练习里面去寻找。我们知道这些正法里面所教导我们的这些种种的练习方法，只要我们努力的去做，我们一定可以得到这个快乐，一定可以得到最后究竟的一个成果，而不是从这些造恶业的过程里面去得到的。换句话讲，快乐这个 joy 它不可能是从造恶业的过程里面得到，反而是从精进修行的这个过程里面才可以得到。
So therefore, that is the nature of enthusiastic is that kind of joy. I mean, sometimes yogis, practitioners, even lack of food, lack of love, and living cage, etc., all kind of hardship, they have mentally joy, peace, and happiness in their mind, physically.Doesn't bother much. Sometimes the body is maybe little bit of help or to the mind. So sometimes a little bit of symbol protection of on and in. Either food or drink or even cloth. Or that those even.Ordinary putting the leaves on the tree leaves, etc., bushes, etc., cover oneself, or maybe sitting in the cave, etc. When these people, when you see, one should not think that they are crazy. But they have seen some much, much deeper goals, objective goals. They are enjoying, they have enthusiastic what they are doing.When we are interested to our worldly goal, temporary pleasure, enjoyment, food, cloth, health, no life, and enjoyment, sensual pleasure, then they think that they will, these yogis will be crazy. Right? Practitioners are crazy. But when we see those things at least,At least we have admired them. How wonderful, how wise, how this way, I wish to myself able to do something like that to them.
就是有很多的这些很精进的修行者，他们在过程里面曾经受过种种的这个折磨跟痛苦，比如说吃不饱啊，或者是这个修行的环境很恶劣啊，甚至衣不蔽体，用树叶来遮盖自己的身体等等，这些尽管是经历这一些种种的痛苦，但是他们却非常快乐的，很平静的持续的去努力修行啊。在碰到这样子的修行者，我们不要以为他们是疯了，不要以为他们是神经病，其实呢主要是因为他们已经在这个修行的过程里面知道什么是究竟的快乐，什么是真正的快乐，甚至呢他们也已经多多少少尝过那一种快乐的滋味了。那么因此当我们遇到这样子的修行者的时候，我们不仅不应该对他们产生不好的这个评价，同时呢我们应该很尊敬他们，希望自己也能够效法他们去精进的努力，来追求这个 究竟的快乐。
Okay, I think that is enough. Otherwise, we lose enthusiasm.
对，我们就到这里结束，要不然的话，大家这个精进的心就会丧失掉了。